for tapes, CDs, DVDs to our publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Right, P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
This is the 2021 Lake Hamilton Bible Camp January virtual Zoom meeting. Deborah Vales is hosting this meeting with Lake Hamilton Bible Camp's director, Merrill Miller. Saturday evening, January the 9th, 2021. Deborah Vales is the speaker of the evening, teaching on Prepare for War.
Okay, Lord, we thank you for this opportunity to come to you tonight with hearts filled with your love and kindness toward us. We love to praise you. We love to speak of you and glorify you. The name above all names, Jesus, Son of the living God, who died and rose again for our salvation, who gave it all that we would live. And your words, that whosoever believes in you shall not perish but have everlasting life, whosoever. I thank you, Lord, to serve those people that come to Lake Hamilton Bible Camp. Thank you, Lord, that I have become a servant to them, to bless them and pray over them and watch over them, even though our camp is not open right now. But I long to see everybody, and I long to hug everybody. And I know those who come to the camp know my heart. I speak blessings to everybody tonight and that has been to the camp last night and this morning. I speak blessings unto you this year. May all your desires come true in the Lord, in the Lord. May he be a blessing unto you always. I thank you. And now I turn it over to Deborah to take over the service. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. We thank God again for every one of you being on tonight. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. How many of you know that the scripture is very true? When it says no weapon, and I'm going to go to Isaiah 54:17, no weapon that's formed against thee shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment, thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. Yeah. We thank God tonight. We know that God is fighting for us, his people. And tonight the Lord gave me to minister on prepare for war. We must prepare for war. We are warriors.
Yes.
We're called to fight. And over this last year, we've talked a lot about warring and fighting, but we win because we belong to God, and God causes us to triumph in him. So Father, tonight we thank you, Lord God, for this opportunity. We thank you, Father, for your word. We thank you, Lord, for all that you have already done this weekend. We ask, Father, that you come in and minister, Lord, in this word tonight. Help us to understand and know, God, that we are already winners. But Father, you are preparing us, even in this season and hour. You're preparing your warriors, your men servants and maid servants, Father God, to fight the good fight of faith and lay hold on eternal life. So we ask, Father, that you help us tonight, strengthen each and every one, bring healing and wholeness continually, Father God. And Lord God, let your perfect, complete, and whole will be done. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. There are many weapons that form against the people of God.
Yes.
We are living in a day where battles rage on a day-to-day basis. The Lord is equipping his people to be able to fight war and win. We must prepare for war, beloved. The word of God will give you all you need to not only prepare, but to walk effectively in the power of the Holy Ghost. The purpose of this message is to encourage you in your walk with the Lord. It is to help to equip you in times of battle and to be victorious over the enemy. Now, number one, God has called us to endure. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 3 and 4, it says, "Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier." So basically, the word endure means to bear without resistance, with patience, to tolerate with the willingness to go through. And I believe that we have entered a season of endurance where God will call us to endure. That means we're called to stand without resistance. Beloved, in this day and time, I come to tell you tonight that your faith will be tried. You will be tried in the fire. But I'm going to tell you something. When we understand what the refiner's fire is, and when God puts us in that fire, he does it to purify. But he also does it to give us endurance, to give us strength. And endurance builds strength. It also says that we're not to be entangled. That means we're not to be entwined, involved with, or entangled. It also means that you could be connected or tied, but when you're entangled, if you're not careful, you could be tied to the wrong thing. You could be tied to soul ties that may not be healthy. You may be tied in relationships that are not healthy. You could be tied to behaviors or addictions that's not healthy. So when you're entangled, you're ensnared. And in this day and time, God wants us to be free. He says in the word, don't be entangled again with the yoke of bondage. He wants us to walk in liberty and freedom. This morning, I believe, as the word went forth about fear, something that is very prevalent in the land, God wants us to be free from it. The speaker told us about how fear is connected to physical issues, and get to the root of the issue, you get to the root of fear. And this will bring freedom and liberty if we allow the Lord to do it. So once again, we're not to be entangled, tied down, interweaved, or implicated. It also means to be involved in or to entangle oneself. Sometimes we get entangled in things and we realize, oh, I shouldn't have said that. I shouldn't have made that promise, because you realize without praying, you could get bondaged up or in something that will entangle or ensnare. So the Bible says we're soldiers, but we're not to be entangled, okay? So when you are entangled with the wrong things, you run the risk of becoming contaminated. And then if you're contaminated, you could spread that to others. So we must be careful that we allow the Lord to keep us clean and pure and flowing in the power of the Holy Ghost. Endurance before and during war is what we need. God gives us the strength to endure trouble, affliction, and pain as good soldiers of Jesus Christ. When walking through these things, it is important to realize that God is with you. He will strengthen you and he will make you stronger. This is why endurance is imperative. Glory to God. It's necessary. Okay. Now, affliction, the word affliction or afflictions can be unexplained illness, sudden tragedy, loss of life in your family or among friends, as I'm sure many of us have faced over this last year. Disappointments, setbacks, financial loss, and even dislocation. When these things happen, they are not pleasant, but God assures us that he will deliver us out of them all. There is nothing that could come our way that the Spirit of the Lord is not able to help us to endure. Glory to God. Now I want to share just a few weapons that's necessary in our lives. And these ones, as I was studying, the Lord pointed out, because I believe he wants to really build us up. There are many, many weapons in the Word of God. But in order to be prepared, there are certain ones that we cannot do without. Number one, we're all familiar with the armor of God in Ephesians 6, 10 through 18. So I won't take the time to break it out to you, but you got to make sure you understand what the armor is all about and why it's necessary to wear it every day. You must keep your head covered. Your mind must be secure. Your chest, your heart must be covered with the breastplate of righteousness. You must put on the belt of truth. You must make sure your feet are covered. You have the sword of the Spirit, the word of God, and the shield of faith. Number two, kingdom authority. Now we're kingdom dwellers. So 1 Corinthians 4 and 20 says, for the kingdom of God is not in word, but in power. And the word power means to be capable, able. It means to will. It's also dunamis. So the kingdom of God, when we flow in the kingdom of God, we flow in the power of God. That's when we give over to God and we allow him to do in us that only he can do. And then there's righteousness. James 5:16 says, the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. In this day and hour, we as the righteous men and women of God must know and understand the importance of prayer and our prayers availing, our prayers being effective. Glory to God. We must not pray and our prayers, as some would say, hit the roof. We must hit the target every time. And I believe that God will give us that as we spend time with him, as we seek his face, as we get to know him better. Beloved, we know that there are many things going on in the earth realm, but what God is allowing to happen, he's allowing these things to happen to get us, the church, in a place to where our prayers will avail much. That means will accomplish the things that God is wanting accomplished in the earth realm. Now, I like this one here, faith. Hebrews 11, 32 through 35 says, and what shall I more say? For the time would fail me to tell of Gideon and of Barak and Samson and of Jephthah, of David also and Samuel, and of the prophets. Now, when I think of these men and women of God, I think about Gideon. I think about how he was facing a war and God took him down from, I think, 32,000 down to 300. God said, look, this battle belongs to me, but I'm going to prove to you, hallelujah, that I will conquer. And I'm going to tell you something, beloved, it don't take many for God to get the work done. But what God is looking for, he's looking for a people that will rise up like Gideon, glory to God, and seek God, hallelujah, 300. And God used those 300 to defeat the enemy. My God, what about Barak and Deborah? And Barak said, look, if you don't go, Deborah, I'm not going to battle. And she said, okay, I'll go with you. But God is going to give the victory in the hands of a woman. My God, and God is using men and women in this hour. He's using women, glory to God, to preach his word, teach his word, lead people of God from all over. Come on, somebody, shake yourself loose tonight and say, God, use me however you want to use me. Make me a vessel, the Oshanda. Make me a vessel meet for your use. Glory to God. Stop feeling sorry because of what's going on in the land. Don't you know God is in control? Don't you know that even though we see darkness and wickedness, that God is in control, and he's wanting the church to stand up and be the church, glory to God. He's wanting us never before to preach his word, glory to God, to stand for the truth, my God, to pray until we can't pray no more, until your voice is hoarse, glory to God. God is wanting us to rise up, glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, today, God is shaking us in the obosukata baha, in the diosula baha, yekudia basakataya. I'm not disturbed, glory to God. Yes, I don't like what's going on, but I can tell you this, I'm encouraged in the Lord because I know that God is in control and he's raising up a people, glory to God, that will dare to stand for God, that will dare to do what he's called them to do in this land. So we need some Baraks, we need some Deborahs to rise up, we need some Gideons and Samuels, come on here. We need some Davids that will slay the giant, glory to God, that will go to the Philistine camp, my God, with the 5 stones, my God, and say, I'm going to take you out, glory to God. We need, glory to God, men and women of God that are not afraid to subdue the enemy. Thank you, Jesus. So sometimes we've got to be reminded of what happened in the days of old. We got to be reminded that when the enemy raises his head, God is looking for a man or a woman that will also raise their head. He's looking for watchmen. He's looking for intercessors. He's looking for those that will dare to stay on the wall. Glory to God. He's looking for Nehemiahs. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. He's looking for the righteous. Thank you, Jesus, that will dare obey God. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. Yes. Hallelujah. The scripture here also says, my God, that they subdued kingdoms. They wrought righteousness. They obtained promises. They stopped the mouths of the lion. Daniel in the lion's den. He was thrown in that den because his enemies hated him for praying, hated him from calling on God. Do you have people hating on you because you're doing what God told you to do? Do you have people talking about you, lying on you? Amen. Calling you everything but a child of God because you're doing what God told you to do. If so, you're in the right company. Glory to God. Better to be called, glory to God, by names because of what you're doing for Jesus than for doing wrong, than for sinning, my God, today. So if you're holding up the bloodstained banner, if you're walking in righteousness, you can expect to go through some trial. You can expect to be persecuted. You can expect to be talked about, lied on, scandalized. Glory to God. Why? Because Jesus said, if they hated me, they're going to hate you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But it did not stop Daniel. Hallelujah. When he knew that those boys had concocted a story, glory to God, fixed up a decree. My God, he went to the wall as he always did, opened up his windows, glory to God, got down on his knees at the hour of prayer. He did not close up his window. He didn't, amen, pull the drapes down, glory to God, but he opened things up. Beloved, I tell you right now, this is the time to open things up. This is the time now to proclaim the word of the Lord. This is the time to preach as never before. This is the time to tell men, women, boys, and girls about a saving Lord Jesus Christ. This is the time to tell folk, listen, if you don't get right, you may find yourself in a burning hell. Come on here, somebody. This is the time to tell our young people, stop slipping and dipping and tipping. Stop it. Glory to God. Come out of sin. Thank you, Jesus. This is the time to tell our preachers to get right with God, get back to the altar and pray as never before. This is the time to tell men and women, boys and girls, to live right, to live holy. This ain't no time to close up shop. This is no time now, my God. Hallelujah, because the hour is late. Glory to God. So just as Daniel, amen, was sure to do what God told him to do, my God, and it angered those. The king knew he hadn't done anything wrong, but they removed him and threw him in the lion's den. But how many of you know those lions? My God, when he walked up in there, don't you know he was a carrier of the anointing? Don't you know that God went in there before he did? The angels of the Lord scouted it out, my God. And so when he got there, my God, it was just a little time time for him to take a rest. The Lord said, go to sleep. Thank you, Jesus. How many times we need to be thrown in the den of lions? Let God and your son of Baha fix you a den up. Glory to God. Let the enemies put you on the spotlight. My God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So God can be glorified. So God can be magnified. Thank you, Jesus. When the king recognized, oh, I did it wrong. I shouldn't have listened to them. He said, bring that boy out of there. When he found out, he said, oh, Daniel, are you there? Glory to God. He said, oh, king, live forever. I ain't do nothing wrong, but I'm here. Glory to God. He said, bring him out of there. Thank you, Jesus. And what happened to his enemies? They were devoured. Listen, when you stand for God, it may take a minute, but your enemies will be devoured. Glory to God. When you love right, my God, when you pray right, when you keep seeking God right, God will make sure that right will follow you. So listen, also the scripture says it quenched the violence of fire. As we know with the Hebrew boys, I wish I had time tonight. Hallelujah. Escape the edge of the sword. Out of the weakness, we're made strong. Wax valiant in fight. Turn the flight of the armies of the aliens. Women receive their dead raised to life again. I'm reminded of the little woman. Her son died and they stopped the procession. Jesus stopped the whole thing. He said, wait a minute. Let me get over here. Let me get through here. Glory to God. He touched the briar and the Bible said the young man got up. The anointing of God. How many of you are carriers of that kind of anointing that you can stop the procession? You can stop death. Glory to God. If God send you to the hospital, he said, go blow breath again. My God, because they need to live on. This is the anointing that should be resident in us. This is what the world needs to see. They need to see miracles and signs and wonders. And I believe we're in a time where God will fix it so to where signs, wonders, and miracles will be performed. The Bible says also, others were tortured, not accepting deliverance, that they might obtain a better resurrection. When you look at the apostles, they were tortured. They died for Jesus. They stood for him. Peter was, they say, traditionally wise. He was crucified upside down when it came time for him to suffer. He said, I'm not worthy to die the way my Lord did. Oh my God, some of them were sawed in two. One of them was put in oil. My God, another one, the head was cut off, but they died. My God, one another one was drugged through the street until he died. Another one was threw off a cliff. My God, they suffered and died, but they did it in, hallelujah, excellence and integrity. Glory to God. How many of us can stand in the face of death if we find ourselves in front of the firing squad? My God, we don't know what we may have to suffer, but are you willing to die for Jesus? Are you willing to give your all? Amen. And pour out your life for the Lord Jesus. Beloved, we must be bold in this hour. Amen. I'm talking about weapons tonight. Glory to God. I'm talking about preparing for war. We've got to be bold. We've got to be bold, as the scripture says in Hebrews 4:16, that we can come boldly before the throne of grace in the time of trouble, in the time of trial, in the time when we don't understand, in the time of persecution. Go before the Lord in boldness. Go to the throne of grace that you may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. And then the word endurance. Hebrews 12:1 says it this way. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, we must lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us. And let us run this race with patience, the race that is set before us. You see, in the world, there is a sin problem. Even in the church, there is a sin problem. There is much division in the body of Christ, and God is not pleased. He let me know again this afternoon, I'm not pleased with my people. I'm not pleased with the division, but I have a way, and I will make sure. God told me this, that my will is done in the earth realm. Beloved, we've got to obey God. We've got to humble ourselves. That brings me to repentance. 2 Chronicles 7:14 says, if my people, which are called by my name, He's not talking about the world here. He's talking about those that have accepted him. He's talking about those that call on Jesus every day. He said we must humble ourselves and pray. Yes. He's calling us back to prayer. And it starts with repentance. He says, and seek my face. Yes. God is going to take us through seasons of seeking him. And this is not going to just take place in 10 minutes and 5 minutes, but seeking God over fasting and prayer, seeking him in sackcloth and ashes, turning the plate over, glory to God. Hallelujah, fasting until your weight, just drop off of you, glory to God, clothes hanging off of you. My God, I'm talking about turning to Jesus. I'm talking about, amen, surrendering all to him. I'm talking about us getting in a place where we wait on the Lord, where we wait in his presence, where we wait on him to bring change in our lives, first of all. Glory to God. Amen. Because true revival does not start in the street. It don't really start in the church. It starts individually. It starts right here. Glory to God. So God is calling us back to seek his face and turn, he says, from their wicked ways. Then he says, I will hear from heaven and heal the land. One of the things that we've seen over the last year, even in the church, is rebellion and disobedience and breakneck speed. And this is wickedness. And God is calling for the body of Christ to turn from all wickedness and sin. And I want to let you know tonight that God will fight for you. He's looking for a people that he can fight for. Glory to God. God is your avenger. In Psalm 94:1, it says, O Lord God, to whom vengeance belongeth. O God, to whom vengeance belongeth, show thyself. How many of you know we need God to show himself in the land, in our lives, in our homes, even on our jobs, in our churches? We need God to show himself. We need God to avenge. Glory to God. And sometimes it takes a little bit of time. I believe that as Daniel waited, as he fasted and prayed, and he waited on the Lord 21 days. My God, the principality over the king of Persia, amen, fought to keep the answers. I'm telling you, beloved, there are answers we've been praying for, but I believe there's an avenger, my God, God the righteous, but there's also principalities and powers holding up our answers, holding up our deliverance, holding up, oh God, but we must be willing to wait in God's presence until the answers come. You got to understand tonight that God is your calmer of storms. Psalm 107:29 says, he maketh the storm a calm, so that the waves thereof are still. My God, he knows how, amen, to get in our world and calm the storm, calm the violence, calm the degradation, calm the wickedness. My God, even pull down the evil, amen, the principalities and powers that are walking through our land. He's a calmer of storms. God is your defense on tonight. Psalm 94:22 says, but the Lord is my defense and my God. He is the rock of my refuge. God knows how to hide you in the cleft of the rock. He knows how to keep you from corona. He knows how to keep you from disease. He knows how to keep you, glory to God, when you hide yourself in the Lord. God is your deliverer on tonight. Psalm 91:3 says, I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him will I trust. I want to let you know tonight, just to reiterate the fact that we must trust God. We must rely on God. We must, amen, put our hope in God. Amen. We must understand tonight and know that God is your help. My God, when you rely on God, you tell him everything. You take all your burdens to the Lord. Glory to God. You don't go all around the world before you talk to God. You talk to God first. Thank you, Jesus. You got to understand tonight, beloved, that God is your hope and he's your help. Amen. And when you trust him, hallelujah, he will come through for you. You must also know this. God is your fortress. According to Psalm 91, verse number 2, it says, surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. There's nothing that God will not deliver us from, but we must understand who God is and what he will do for you. He's your guide on tonight. Psalm 48, 14 says, for this God is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide even unto death. I come to tell you tonight that even when you're walking in the shadow of death, God said, you don't have to fear no evil.
That's right.
Because he's with you.
That's
and
right.
When it comes time for you to take that last walk, the last mile of the way, God said, I'll be with you and I will guide you. My God, hallelujah. So we don't have to fear even death. Glory to God. God knows what to do, beloved, and he knows how to do it. He knows how to keep us in peace, my God. He said he'll keep you in perfect peace when your mind is stayed on him. Thank you, Jesus. So death has to behave. Glory to God. When it's not time for you to die and the devil said, I'm going to kill you, you look him in the face, say, uh-uh, I ain't going nowhere because I belong to God. When you stay under the canopy of God and you stay under the protective hand of God, he will keep you. He'll lead you and he'll guide you. God is your guide. According to Psalm 48, 14, it says, for this God is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide again unto death. He's your habitation. Psalm 91 and 9. I'm so glad that my habitation is in the Lord, our dwelling place where we need to abide. It says, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. Stay under the canopy of God. Stay and dwell in the habitation of God. God is your healer. My God, I thank God for the anointing tonight. Exodus 15, 26 says it this way. He said, if thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord, thy God, and will do that which is right in his sight. You must do right to maintain healing, to keep your body whole. You must be determined to do right in the sight of God. He says, and will give ear to his commandments. That means you will not only listen, you will take heed to what he says. He says, and keep all of his statutes. He said, I'll put none of these diseases upon you, which I brought upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee. My God, God wants us whole tonight. He said this, he said, I am your helper. Psalm 146 and 5. Happy is he that hath the Lord of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord, his God. Where is your hope tonight? Yeah. Who's your hope in? Sure not better be a man or a woman. Sure not better be a system. Many are disappointed tonight because of the outcome of things. Many don't know what to do, but who's your hope in? Who's your help in? Come on. I know, Minister Cosby, I'm looking at you right now. I know many don't want to talk about this, and I've tried my best to stay away from it, Brother Merle, but I'm telling you something. We better keep our eyes on God.
That's right. That's right.
Your salvation, if it's in a man or woman, you're in trouble.
Yeah.
Come on. Who saved you?
That's right.
Who rescued you from sin?
That's right.
It wasn't a man. It wasn't a woman. It was Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
The righteous.
Yes.
He died for you.
Yes.
He made a way for the Oshanda. He made a way for you to live again.
Yes.
Glory to God. He paid the price for your nasty flesh.
Yes.
That you might live. Hallelujah. And he's still seated at the right hand of the Father. And he is making intercession for us tonight. Many missed it. Yes. But God don't miss. And God doesn't make any mistakes. Come on, somebody. Yeah, he don't make no mistakes.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
That's
Get
right.
your eyes on Jesus. And even if this nation goes under a socialist government,
yeah.
something we don't want, don't you know God is in control of that?
Yes, he is.
Don't you know if we have to go through that fire? My God, I love it right now. Hallelujah. He'll bring you through the fire.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. It's nothing that God will not deliver us from. If we're beholden to the government, we're in trouble anyway. The government could fall tomorrow. But I've already seen that God will take care of his people.
That's right.
I've seen more prosperity the last year, Brother Merle.
That's right.
You know why? Because God, Elbow's soul, is our source.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna leave it alone. Thank you, Holy Ghost.
Bring it on.
Get your eyes on the Lord.
Yeah.
There are some people ready to backslide over this stuff. Come on now. Ain't no time to backslide. Where you going?
That's right.
Where you going if you backslide? If you quit, if you give up, where you going? The devil waiting on you.
Yeah.
Don't backslide. Don't quit. Patty, don't stop.
That's right.
And don't slow your roll. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He's your keeper tonight. Psalm 121 and 5 says, the Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. Hallelujah. He knows how to keep us. And I'm going to tell you something. America has been spoiled. We've been at ease in Zion for a long time. We've taken things for granted, even God.
Yeah.
Now God is moving the covers off. Folks' feet sticking out, heads sticking out. Exposed. Sin has been exposed in the pulpits. Men of God, women of God, not doing what they're supposed to do. And now God done pulled the covers off. Some of these ministries he shut down and they will not open back up.
That's right.
Filthy lucre.
Yeah.
There are people on Facebook now. You gotta give them money for offering. Still playing the same games, Minister Cosby. Still playing the same game. Send me an offering. I'll pray for you. What is that?
Yeah.
Come on, somebody. This is coming. God's pulling it down. He's pulling it down.
It's coming.
Glory to God. He's going to raise up a righteous church. A church without spot, blemish, or wrinkle.
Yes.
Understand tonight, God is your refuge.
Yeah.
Psalm 46 and 1. God is your refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Yes, he will help us. Glory to God. So there's nothing that God will not allow that he can't pull his people through. Nothing. Thank you, Jesus. God is your rescuer tonight. Daniel 6 and 27. He delivereth and rescueth, and he worketh signs and wonders in heaven and in earth. Who hath delivered Daniel from the power of the lions.
Yeah.
So if he did that, he'll do this. Glory to God. He's your rock and sustainer. According to Psalm chapter 3, verse 5. I laid me down and slept. I awaked, for the Lord sustained me. Now, you know, I'm of the mindset that we as a people of God should sleep at night. You should be at peace. Hallelujah. Because the Lord said he give his beloved sleep. Many are not sleeping. Many are not resting. Many are worried, troubled, because they don't know what they're going to do.
Yeah.
I want to encourage you to put your faith and trust in God. Don't allow the enemy to steal your peace. Listen, beloved. God will be all that you need him to be in your life.
Yeah.
You must prepare for war. You are in a fight, but God will give you victory. Do not be afraid of the things that are shaking the earth. Realize that God is in control. Keep your eyes on the Lord and be determined to continue to run your race. Remember this, beloved. God will not disappoint you. He is faithful to his word. I want to share a word from the Lord with you. And God gave me a prayer to pray tonight. I need to see everybody. I need to see. I'm going to remove this spotlight. Hallelujah. Now let me Audrey, okay, where I can see everybody. Praise the Lord. Y'all look beautiful. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm excited about God, y'all.
That's right.
I'm ready to run, Lori. That's Come right. on now. You need to put your shoes on. Get ready to run for Jesus. That's Come right. on here, Sharetta. You need to run. Yeah. So many gifts on this line tonight. So many stirrings. It's no yeah. time to quit. It's time to run. It's time to be about our Father's business. Glory to God. It's time for us to see these anointings like it was with Maria Woodworth Etter, evangelist going forth and preaching the word of God. Glory to God, laying hands on the sick and seeing them recover. We ain't seen a Catherine Kuhlman since Catherine died. Come on here, somebody. What a shame. Too many young people, glory to God, that God want to use, and we've been playing church, glory to God, and not seeing the pure manifestations of gifts of the Spirit. Miracles and signs and wonders. Too many false prophets are covering the land, and God is not pleased with that. God wants to raise up righteous troublemakers, righteous men and women of God, righteous prophets, righteous apostles, righteous pastors and teachers and evangelists, righteous men and women of God. Come on, somebody. God is wanting to raise up a people that will dare to obey God, that will dare, amen, to do the things that God has told them to do. Glory to God, with all truth. Glory to God, with all sincerity. My God is wanting to sharpen us tonight. He's wanting to put us in the fire so that we can be purified, my God, and come out as gold. Thank you, Jesus. So listen to this. The word of the Lord says, the Lord said, there are many things that have taken my people by surprise. Do not be shaken nor move, says the Lord. I do watch over my word to perform it. And there are many things that must take place in order for my word to be completed in the earth realm. As you continue to seek my face, there will be many things, my God, that you will be called to endure. But as you keep loving me, seeking me, and serving me, I will prove myself, show myself faithful, and I will perform many miracles in your midst. Continue to watch and pray. Continue to press forward. Continue to love as I have commanded, for it is through my love that my people will be one to me, said Lord. Do not back away. Glory to God. I will answer you when you pray. So continue to come to me and spend time with me, says the Lord. As you do, I will define you, refine you, and cause my anointing to shine forth in your life. Thank you, Jesus. Continue to persist and endure. For in doing this, I will continue to prepare you so that when you fight, my glory and my manifested power will cause you to walk in victory, says the Lord. Glory be to God. Father, we love you tonight. Can you just lift your hands and worship God just for a moment? All of you there. Yes, come on. Can you just worship God right here?
Thank you, Lord.
Magnify the name of the Lord.
Thank you,
lift
Lord.
Up
thank
the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. God wants to empower us. He wants to encourage us. He wants to strengthen us. He mainly wants to prepare us, amen, to war, to fight. Glory to God. We have work to do as a body of Christ, people of God. Hallelujah. And God wants to impart. He wants to impart more of his word into you. He wants to give you a greater hunger and a thirst after him. Amen. This is a time, glory to God, that we must seek God as never before, beloved. This is an encouraging time. It's a strengthening time. My God, I thank God for the anointing tonight. I thank God for his presence. I thank God for his goodness, because God wants to encourage us tonight. He wants to let us know that he is with us. Glory to God, no matter what we may have to endure, or even what may take place, even over this next year, the year after that, God sees it and he knows, and he is in control. praise and worship your God because he loves you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Come on and praise him. Come on and magnify. Come on and lift him up. Come on.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Glory. Hallelujah. Father, we magnify you tonight, and we thank you, God, for everyone on the line tonight. Thank you for the ministry of the Holy Ghost. Thank you, God, for uplifting us in your spirit, God, uplifting us and giving us hope, God. We need the hope of God. We need the help of God. Hallelujah. Rally the troops, Father. Rally your men servants and maid servants tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Encourage us tonight, Father, because you are our help. You are our hope. You truly, Father, are our all in all on tonight. Yes. We thank you, Lord. We praise you now. We give you glory and we give you honor in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. I believe Brother Merle will pray for some people here, but I want to pray this prayer. We know that this vicious virus has been going on, amen, for almost a year now in our land, in the world, in the nation. And the Lord spoke to me last week, I believe it was, a week or so ago anyway. He told me to write a prayer, and I want to pray this prayer. And it's a prayer of healing and deliverance concerning COVID and other viruses, okay? And I pray that the Lord will minister to you through it and take hold to what God is wanting to do in your lives on tonight. Take hold to it. Praise God. Amen. Open up and receive from the Lord on tonight. So, dear Lord, we come to you now. We thank you, Lord God, for your loving kindness and your tender mercy. Father, we thank you for your word of truth. And we ask you to help us to apply your word to our hearts and lives each and every day. Lord, we come right now petitioning you for complete healing and wholeness. Let me stop. If there's anybody suffering with COVID right now, anybody on the line, if you don't mind raising your hand or saying it's me. Okay, I see the hands. Okay, we see some hands. Praise the Lord. Okay. Praise God. Okay, I see a hand there, Karen. Can we spotlight these? Let me see if I can spotlight the ones that I've seen. If you don't mind, let me go back. Praise the Lord. I don't know if we can do this. Yeah. Who else? Ruth, did I see your hand? Okay, your neighbor has chills. Okay. All right. Praise the Lord. Okay, I saw somebody else. Let me y'all bear with me, okay? Who else did I see? Anybody else? I thought I saw some other hands. Did I? No? Okay, Audrey, if you see someone, please, can you just get them there, okay? Hallelujah. So, Father God, right now, we petition you for complete healing and wholeness from every virus that has invaded the earth realm in the name of Jesus. We come against coronavirus, its origin, the seeds of this vicious disease. Yes, and we take authority over every spoken word curse, oh God, that has helped to spread this vicious disease. Yes. Father God, we come against chemical warfare right now. The attack on mankind by way of coronavirus. Lord, this virus has been placed in the path of mankind to destroy many, many lives. Thank you, Lord. We come against fever, coughs, tiredness, draining spirits, shortness of breath, muscle aches, chills, sore throat, runny nose, headaches, rashes, vomiting, nauseous, and diarrhea. Lord, we come against the mutation and the multiplication of this virus in the name of Jesus that is spreading at breakneck speed. I ask you, Lord, to halt this viciousness from the enemy in the name of Jesus. We come against the attack on the body due to pre-existing conditions that has caused fear in the face of illness. In the name of Jesus, we bind all infirmity, including cancer, the attack on healthy cells in the body. We bind COPD, the attack on the lungs. We bind diabetes and anxiety, stress and worry, in the name of Jesus. We bind high blood pressure, chronic kidney disease, liver disease, heart disease in Jesus' mighty name. We bind all attacks that will weaken the immune system. We come against breathing problems, asthma and liver disease, kidney disease and heart disease, strokes and any other problems that are attacking the vital organs of the body in the name of Jesus. We bind all attacks on the mind that would cause memory loss, forgetfulness, blanking of the mind. We bind wandering minds, unstable minds, wavering minds, rebellious minds, disobedient minds, transgressing minds, hard-hearted minds in the name of Jesus. We ask, oh God, that a spirit of forgiveness would move among the people. Oh God, we ask God for pliable hearts, kind hearts,
yes, Lord.
Good-mannered hearts, yes, to be Lord. Among the people of God.
Yes, Lord.
We thank
yes,
you, O Lord. God, for cleansing our land.
Yes, Lord.
Purging us from all sin and bringing change in our lives.
Yes,
in
Lord.
In the name of Jesus. We pray, O God, that there will be no after effects from those who have suffered from coronavirus and That's any right. other virus that is in the land. Father God, we ask you to abort any other vicious plan that is attempting to be unleashed on our nation
yes,
or around Lord. The world in the name Lord. Of Jesus. Spring every trap, oh God, that the enemy has set in the name of Jesus. We ask you, God, to blind every eye of every media, every familiar spirit that has been assigned to attack the people of God in Jesus' name. We loose the power of the Holy Spirit to go forth and do battle on our behalf. Thank you, Lord, for your saving grace that has been applied because of the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus, yes, for your Lord. Resurrection power. Continue to show yourself strong on behalf yes, of your people.
Lord, we speak.
Oh, Lord, we pray this now
in the name of the Lord.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Speak healing in the power yes, in the name of the Lord.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. And amen. Thank you, Father.
Thank you,
Lord. To God. We love you, Father. We
yes,
praise you now. Can you lift your hands? Come on. Lift yes. your hands and praise Him. Come on. Lift your hands and worship God right now. Hallelujah. God is a healer. And Lord, even to the lungs. Lord God, get down in those lungs.
Yes.
Having such pain in their lungs. God, heal tonight.
Yes.
God, move tonight in yes. the mighty name of Jesus. Jesus. All after effects. Of yes. COVID, virus, flu, in Jesus' name.
Cleanse
Father,
and
we
heal,
thank you. You are the healer. You know what to do, Father, and you know how to do it. We thank you right yes. now. Come on, that's it. Come on. Come on, let the Lord minister. Come on. Come yes, on. Come Father. On right now. Right now. Yes. Right now, Father. Bring your cleansing right now. Touch yes. right now, Father God. Yes. Minister right now in the mighty name yes. of Jesus. Yes. Right now, touch John right now. Yes. Touch him right now. Right now, right now, in the name of Jesus. Come on, come on, come on, right now, right now, right now. Touch. Touch him now. Come on, that's it. Come on, come on, come on, come on, up out of it. Up and out right now. Up and out right now. In the name of Jesus. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Come on, come on. Let God do it tonight. Let him flush you tonight. Let him cleanse you tonight. Let him bring healing tonight. Come on. Come on. Right where you are. God knows what you need.
Healing.
He knows what you need. Yes. Yes. He knows what you need right now. God knows. Come on. Come on. Touch Eric right now. Touch him right now. I'm looking at Eric right now. Touch. Touch him, Father. Minister to Eric right now. In the mighty name of Jesus. Everyone on the line. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes. Maria, Kelly, and Tracy, touch them right now. Yes. Danica, right now. And James, right now. Karen, hallelujah. Yes. Chanel, Minister Mary, come on, touch. Come on, Father. Come on.
Yes.
Come on, everyone. Charles and Lori and Jane, come on. Joy, Kadiosata. Nadine, come on. Hey, Kadiosata. Come on, minister right
yes,
now.
Come
on, Kelly right now.
Coey
right now. Kay yes. Coey. Come on, come on. All of you now. Come on, come yes. on. Just reach yes. up to God right now. Yes. Karen and Rebecca. Yes. Come on. Right now, Father, minister. You know what your people need, Father God. You know the many needs on here, Father God. Thank you, Jesus. Maria, Sharetta, Paula, come on, Erica, come on. All the ones in the chat. Right now, Father God, we ask you to move. We ask you to heal. We ask you, oh God, to save. Right now, the husband that fell and hurt his knee, touch right now in the mighty name of Jesus. All the effects of COVID, after effects, touch and heal, Father God, by the power of the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Ada, Teresa, Jason, come on, touch, Father God. Minister right now to Cynthia, to Shari. Praise the Lord. The one moon, okay, I don't know your name, but right there, I'm looking at you. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Okay, come on, touch right now, Father God. Yes. Minister right now. There it is, right now, Father God. Oh, God, let your will be done. Touch Dan right now. Ann Parker, Beverly, right now. Daryl, hallelujah. Everyone on here, God, I can't see them all, but Father, you know right now. Grace, come on, touch right now. Vicky right now. Minister, Father God, by the power of the Holy Ghost, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Father. We thank you for your word. We thank you, God, for the ministry of the Holy Ghost. Everyone that's not, a lot of not on, I can see their faces, but Lord God, you see all these names, Father God. Lord God, touch each and every one of them right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for Leah. We thank you for Kim. We thank you for Turk right now. Touch right now. Touch Ray. Touch right now. Brittany. Touch Thomas right now. In the name of Jesus. Right now, minister, Father, to each and every one, Father God. Ann and Monica. Gig and Ray and Kim right now. Hallelujah. T right now. Venus and John. Touch right now, Father God. Connie and Lori. Daryl and Scott. Deborah. Mercedes. George. Malia. Touch Gabrielle right now. All the calling numbers. Touch right now, Father. Minister to everyone on this line. Kevin and Patty right now. Merle and Barbara right now. In the name of Jesus. Marlene right now. Everyone on this line. Father, don't miss a one. Touch Audrey right now. Minister right now, Father God. Oh, God, strengthen right now. In the name of Jesus. We thank you now. We praise you for victory, God. We thank you. In the name of Jesus, my dear friend Paula, touch her right now. In the name of Jesus, oh God, minister now. In the name of the Lord, we thank you, God, for strengthening us. We thank you, God, for the power of the Holy Ghost. Thank you, God, for freedom right now in Jesus' name. Touch Chanel right now. Oh God, protect her right now. That job, protect her, God, keep her from disease in the name of the Lord. Oh God, we thank you now. We praise you now. Yes, Lord, let your will be done in the mighty name of Jesus. Come on and praise him. Come on, if you can, just praise him. Come on, magnify the Lord right where you are. Right where you are. Yes, Lord, we thank you. The chains falling off now. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Father. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you. We praise you right now for this neighbor, Lord God, that Ruth is talking about right now. God, minister. You know, Father, minister right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you. We praise you now. Oh, God, we will continue to give you praise. We'll give you honor, and we will give you glory for it all in Jesus' mighty name.
Yes.
We pray. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Praise
Hallelujah.
You, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Jesus.
To God be the glory.
Spirit move,
give God
Lord,
praise now. Come on, one more time. We give him praise. My God, the anointing is here. The presence of God is here. My God, whatever you need, if you even need a refreshing, if you need a refill of the Holy Ghost, if you just lift up the name of the Lord, just begin to worship God and praise God right where you are. Hallelujah. Let God come in. Let him just overflow you. Let him fill you. Let him refresh you by the power of the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Father. Glory to God. We thank you, Lord. We praise you now for it all. In Jesus' mighty, wonderful name, we pray. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. We love the Lord tonight at this. Thank God for praise his presence. It's so heavy here.
Praise you, Lord.
So heavy here. Glory to God.
Praise you,
appreciate
Lord.
The Lord tonight. We appreciate the Hadidio Sokula Baha. We appreciate the Lord so much. Thank you, Father. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Brother Merle, I believe I'm finished with what the Lord wanted me to do tonight. Hallelujah. But we love you all. We appreciate you all so much. Keep us in prayer. God bless you, Brother Merle.
Yes. We speak life. As Peter said, we don't have silver or gold, but we come in the power and spirit of Jesus. We come in his name and by his power and by his spirit, and we speak life and we speak healing and we speak peace unto everyone tonight, everyone. And we thank you, Lord, for your blessings and your mercy on us. We thank you, Lord, for this teaching tonight. We thank you, Lord, for all the words that we have gotten tonight. And we thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. We speak life to everyone and healing and peace. In the name of Jesus, amen. Amen. All right. Well, you are all dismissed now, and we will start working on our next camp. Actually, this coming week, we'll start talking about our next camp, when it will be, but we'll let everybody know. Keep our country in prayer. Keep our president in prayer. The man for 4 years has stood the fiery darts, but he has stood them because the Lord has been around him and held him up. They hate him, but the Lord knows that he has done his will. So keep him in prayer. Lift him up. Pray for the church in America, that the Lord will lift him up, and keep praying for America itself in the name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you. Good night.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.